Everybody, buenos dias, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Thank you so much for being here with us on this podcast. And I say us because there is me, myself, and I. But let's talk a little bit, guys, a little bit about what we're all about here. So Mujer de Éxito Unbounded came from, believe it or not, came from the fact that I was with my spiritual advisor, and my spiritual advisor says to me one day, Marty, you need to make sure that people hear you and that people hear how you are not just a survivor, but you are a thriver. And perhaps, Marty, here's the deal. If you don't speak now, you may not be able to help others. And so it's really important that you speak up. Share your trials and tribulations, be vulnerable, be raw, be real, because somebody will come in that needs to hear you. So, my friends, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded is just about me, but now there are some other Mujeres de Éxitos that are unbounded, and they're out there. Mujeres Latinas, Mujeres Afrocubanas, Latinx, guys. Beautiful ladies that need to have their voices heard, that are also not only survivors, but thrivers. That's what this podcast is all about. And it is so magnificent. So I'm going to invite you to share with me, if you're listening to this, leave me a comment and tag somebody that you think would be appropriate for me to invite onto this podcast, because there's a lot of Latinas out there, and I want to make sure that their story gets out there as well. Not just my own, but theirs as well. So, guys, here's what it is. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Aquí estamos. It is a Spanglish podcast. But today, we are going to talk about self-esteem. We're going to talk about self-worth and self-esteem. Self-worth is the key to positive self-esteem. I wrote an article, believe it or not, on this, because I've been on the web since 2009. I've been a podcaster since 2009. But I wrote an article about this, and basically, it's really important. And now, 10 years later, guys, 10 years later, oh, it is still current. It is still current. This is not like it's past. It's past. We're still out there looking for our self-worth and our self-esteem. So once again, the question is, self-worth is the key to positive self-esteem. That's the statement. That's a statement, guys. If I were to ask you today, now let's get raw and let's get real. If I were to ask you, my friend, you the listener, what your true value was, what would you say? How would you answer? Would you answer through the eyes of another? Would your answer be the ghost voice of your mother, your ex, your friends, your enemies, or perhaps your coworkers? Ay, jole. Where does self-worth even come from? The fact that self-esteem is external and self-worth is internal? Let me repeat that, guys. The fact is that self-esteem is external and self-worth is internal. They're so interwoven that we feel what we feel internally radiates externally. You know that old adage, you look like you feel, right? And so what is your true value? Your true value is what you feel your self-worth is. It is the beauty inside of you, the value you were born with. Self-worth shines from within to create the external feeling of self-esteem, guys. Many of us act as if self-esteem comes from what others think of us or how others perceive us. Sadly, many depend on the opinions of others as a measure of their self-esteem. For example, if I If I allowed everything that happened to me, the molestation, the rape, the surviving my grandmother's murder, and identifying that, being, you know, a victim of violence, you know, if I allowed being a victim, not only that, but being a Latina that was singled out because they didn't want me to move ahead, so they created and fabricated things against me, wrote things, they even submitted things to the newspaper and the television. Oh, you know, here's this woman and she stole money. No, my friends, I never did. And what you don't know, for those of you that know me, what you don't know is that I was cleared of everything. There was nothing there, guys, at the end of the day. But did the newspapers print that? No way, Jose. No, porque no, porque no, porque soy Latina. So, remember, guys, self-worth shines from within. If I allowed all those things, all those things about, you know, what people think of me, people were knocking down aisles in Walmart. In Walmart when they saw me because they thought I had the plague. Oh my God. I didn't run away because, you know, at the end of the day, I still have my teaching credential. It was never taken away. I still have my admin credential. It was never taken away. My God, people, self-worth shines from within to create the external feeling of self-esteem. They can't take that away from me. No me lo quitan para nada. Many of us act, you know, if self-esteem comes from other people. No, my friends, it comes from inside. You know, self-esteem, think about this. For instance, if a person has a lot of friends, people will say, oh, look, she must have high self-esteem. But yet, if people have less friends, then they might say, oh, well, maybe she doesn't think too much of herself. And so the self-esteem is low. Well, let me tell you, this is false, and it isn't an accurate perception of what self-esteem really is. Self-esteem, guys, can only be measured and emitted from what we feel inside. It comes from what we perceive our self-worth to be. I'm worthy, guys. I know I'm worthy. I know that. I know that sometimes I vacillate. I have been, you know, struggling with I'm also a suicide survivor because I've struggled with depression without taking any pills. I know what it's like, guys, to have your self-worth be down, down, down. But many allow others to shatter your self-worth, thus affecting your self-esteem. Here's the difference, guys. We can't let this happen. And the difference between self-esteem and self-worth is what you feel inside. We must remember that no matter what others say, think, or, you know, about us, we have the power to stay strong. Hashtag my hashtag, stay strong. We have the power to see ourselves for what we truly are. We have the ability to be able to view ourselves the way the divine does, the way God does. We must realize that we are an image of the divine, and as such, we are perfect in every way with all our imperfections. So we're perfectly imperfect, but yet we're imperfectly perfect. The great paradox is that those things we see as imperfections are simply perfect differences. Let me repeat that. Perfect differences. Diferencias perfectas. Those are the things that make us exactly who we are. Those are the things that make us beautiful beings shining love through the projection of our self-worth. Oh my goodness, guys, we need to learn to love ourselves, and I talk to me too, because sometimes I get down there, guys. Sometimes I really get down there, and I'm dragging, man. You could probably just walk all over me. I hear you. But this is the love that we need to learn to reclaim. And we need to reclaim our self-worth and allow it to shine from the inside out as a reflection of our self-esteem. You know, it's so funny. Let me tell you about this. So I am the person that if you walk in front of me and I'm walking toward you, right? I've got a smile on my face all the time. Because why? Because I know that I love myself. I know that I'm perfectly imperfect, but I'm imperfectly perfect. I love life. You see, being a two-time cancer survivor, I know what it's like to pray to God, God, take me or leave me, but let me live or die happily. So think about that, guys. Think about that. If I were to show you, now let's go into something that's not so heavy. Let's think about this. If I were to give you or show you $100 bill and ask you, what's the value of this? You would answer $100. But then perhaps I tore the bill and it ripped in half, and then I taped it back, and then I showed it to you again, and I'd ask you, what's the value in this? You'd say $100, right? Then, if I took the bill and I threw it on the ground and I jumped on top of it and stomped on it and got it all dirty and then picked it up and showed it to you, would you say that the value is any less? Or what would you say? You'd say that it was $100, right? And if I took the bill and yelled obscenities and punched it and said, you are nothing but a whore, that's what was said to me. You are nothing but a whore. Let's say I'm yelling at this $100 bill. You are worthless. No, it is nada. Well, and then I took it and I showed it to you. Would the value change, guys? No, absolutely not. The value of that $100 bill is unwavering. My friends, because of everything I've been through, I know that there's somebody out there like me. My self-worth is unwavering. Yeah, I may cry and feel bad, but I know that my self-worth, that I am worth a lot. I am worth a lot. And you know why? Because if I wasn't worth a lot, then other people would step on me. So remember that $100 bill. That's exactly how you should feel. And this is exactly how it should be for your self-worth. It should be unwavering, no matter what anybody says, or no matter what any publishers say about you, no matter what somebody writes on social media, Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it is, no matter what anyone does to us, we must believe in ourselves and keep our self-worth intact. Our self-worth is the key to our self-esteem and to our personal power. El poder personal, mujeres. It holds the answer to our true wealth. That's where you create from. That space of personal power, that's where you bring your best self to life. It is the answer to our true wealth. Through positive self-worth, we will survive. It is because I had a strong self-worth that I survived all the trials and the tribulations that life had to offer, and it's still offering me every day. Our perception of our self-worth is exactly what we emit out to the world. Ask anybody. People look at me. I'll walk in a room because I walk in, you know, just feeling that, you know, I love myself. I truly do. And it's nothing about, you know, if I looked at myself externally, I'd say, yeah, I need to do something about these wrinkles. I need to do something about the wrinkly neck. I need to do. But inside, inside, the being that I am inside. Oh my goodness. I love that being. And it is through that positive personal power, that self-worth has allowed me to come through the journey. Our perception of our self-worth is exactly what we emit, and this will be exactly what we draw to ourselves in our life's path. So people look at me sometimes when I walk in the room, and I've been told before, oh my gosh, well, I didn't realize you were so humble because, you know, you walk so high, and I thought you thought of yourself as all that. And you know what my answer is? Yeah, baby, Miss Chingona. Yeah, you know what? And here on the podcast, the true me, raw, comes out. Because, you know what? I love myself. And I walk tall, and I look like maybe, you know, I think I'm all that, but I think I'm all that inside. My spirit is all that, if you get what I mean. But not me, because if I looked at my external self, oh my gosh, I wish I was taller, I wish I was like 10 pounds lighter, I wish I had light eyes like my mother, blue eyes. You know, I can go on and on and on, I'm picking at this body. But inside, the self-worth I am is what has been my personal power that has allowed me to survive and now to thrive. So our task, guys, our task, if you choose to accept it, is to stay strong, develop our positive self-esteem, and claim our divine right to prosperity. Mujeres de éxito unbounded. Stay strong, empoderándonos juntas. Together we inspire, we support, we hold hands, and together we are stronger. You know, I love that I get to empower women that... If you don't know this, I'm a professional network marketer, and I have a large team, and I love my mujeres. I love my mujeres. I love the tribe. It is team one power, one energy, and I love to empower them. I love to see them succeed, and that's what working in a team creates. If you know anybody that would love to be on my team or love to learn a little bit more, I'd love to help you. I'd love to help you guys. But remember, self-worth will honestly give you the positive power you need to live a stronger life and rock your business, man. It will. All right? It'll rock your business. So remember this, guys. Walk tall. You can love who you are inside, self-worth, and it will draw to you positive circumstances. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I hope you found this valuable. If you did, leave me a comment. Find me on the blog. Find me on YouTube. Find me on Instagram. Find me on TikTok, where that's where I really get raw, okay? I get my silliness on there. And you can find me on Facebook. You can even join my team. And you know what, guys? Let me tell you this. I would love to invite you in. But if you want to be part of my private Facebook group, my VIP Facebook group, then let me know, guys. Let me know. Send me a DM. And we will post it. And we will let you in, guys. We will let you in. See, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, if you got a story to tell, you talk to me. You talk to me, and I will share your story out. Gracias. Namaste. This is Marty Angel signing off. Also, I want to let you know that these podcasts are brought to you by Cell Aviv. I am a Cell Aviv ambassador. I love the skincare line. Being a two-time cancer survivor, I would not use anything else. This is something that I use myself daily, something that I share with my mother who has Alzheimer's. It's something that I share with my family. I would not trust my skin, which is our largest organ, to anything else. So this is brought to you by courtesy of Cell Aviv. All right, guys, have a great one. Gracias. Mujeres de Éxito Unbounded, inspirándonos juntas. Have a great day, guys. Adios.